In order for the compound effect to work, you must be patient. Most of these daily changes won't provide immediate results. If you reduce your calories by 150 today, you won't see a difference today or even this week. The same is true with working out. You can go bust your butt at the gym and you won't see any results today or this week. These daily disciplines must be given time to produce results. Darren said, "What's most interesting about the process to me is that even though the results are massive, the steps in the moment don't feel significant. Whether you're using this strategy to improve your health, relationships, finances, or anything else, the changes are so subtle, they're almost imperceivable. If achieving your goals and living the life you've always dreamed of is important to you, I have three challenges for you. First, make a list of all the choices you make throughout each day and ask these questions. When these choices are compounded over time, will they move me closer to the accomplishment of my goals, or will they take me further away? Will the time I'm spending watching TV help me achieve my goals? Will the time I'm spending reading the morning newspaper help me achieve my goals? Will this choice for lunch help me achieve my goals? These are important questions you need to ask. Second, review your goals and make a list of the habits that you must create each day to achieve them. After making this list, commit to reading this list and applying each of the points listed for the next 21 days. Once you've done them consistently, every day for 21 days, they'll start to become habits and will be much easier to sustain over the long term. And then third, lastly, buy, study, and dissect Darren's new book, available at www.thecompoundeffect.com. For those of you who don't know Darren, he is the visionary force behind Success Magazine as publisher and editorial director. And remember, to achieve something that you've never achieved before, you must be willing to do what you've never done before.